Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May the 17th, 2025. I am humbly grateful. I really am that you listen to these little podcasts, these little ditties that I do. And I'm also grateful for your wonderful emails and your inquisitive questions, as I like to call them. They're really wonderful, and they do hit a spot. You never know. You never know who you're helping when you ask a question. You just never know. And, you know, the generosity to do something like this on your part, to make it possible to answer a question for someone else that you may have for yourself, is a very kind thing. It's merciful, and I want to acknowledge that with all of you that not only listen, but who offer your questions and your little emails. This one comes from Carrie. She does not tell me where she lives. It is a lady. She talks about her a lot. She is new to Aspire, and in her own way, in my estimation, is trying to understand what the heck I'm doing here. So here's what she asks. What are we all doing here on this planet? What are you doing, especially, Carrie? Carrie, I'm not sure what you mean by doing, but I am going to assume you mean, what are we doing when we are all together here on this planet? What are we doing as a group, a movement, a civilization, if you want to call it that, all of that? And then you want to know what I'm doing as I live in that civilization, and I will be happy to answer. What are we doing here? We got here, we're here. And we're here for a lot of different reasons. It isn't just one. We are not pawns in some quote-unquote fabled god that people like to believe exists. We are here as we are to understand the nature of the universe, the nature of life itself. There are two different aspects here. There is life, as it really is. And then there is the whole idea of how we live in that life. And that is what we're doing here. How do I live in this life? And for the most part, for many of us, it's been a very unconscious journey that we've been on for many, 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 countless thousands of lives. That's all I can say. We have been here and been here and been here. What do? We frankly piss it all away. We don't have any idea what we're doing. We just follow our biology, our DNA, our genetics. Our DNA says you're supposed to find a mate, survive, make babies, and die. And that's basically all it's about. I am not interested in that kind of living. It's not what I'm all about. It's not helpful to the earth and the people of the earth. I just don't go there. That's just not my thing. But for a lot of people, that's all it can be. And they canvas the whole thing with the idea that maybe God is doing this and this was God's plan and all that other crazy stuff. But that's the way people are. They don't really care very much about their life. And that's the strange part. You have this beautiful life that lives within you. You have this beautiful life that can turn into a way of living. And I'm very big into the Tao. Listen to what Lao Tzu says. He says, the way receives the gladness of those who walk in its way. I love that. The way receives the gladness of those who walk in the way. Those who have actions in accord with the way, you will be of the way. Nature is the way itself. Virtue will follow. The way is nature. Now, when we use the word nature here, we're talking about oodles and oodles of things, not just the biology of, let's say, staying alive and the nature of how animals live, blah, blah, blah. It's the nature of your heart, the nature of your soul, the nature of your being that he is talking about. And most people don't have that kind of insight. They don't have the insight of what it truly means to be in the nature of life itself. We just don't have that. So with all that being said, and with all that, falderall that goes along with it, what we are doing with our living is we are here to find our life. That is what this is all about. How do I find the significance of my life? The significance of life itself, as it were. Now, when that is uppermost in me, when that is more important to me than anything else, that is when I start to move in the way, through the truth, and in the light. This means that I put aside my genetics, my DNA, and I no longer live as a mere means to survive. I am looking at my existence beyond the idea of existing for the sake of survival. Now, with all that being said, which I am saying, and the importance of that, it is very, very important that I achieve virtue. And there is the key. What is virtue? Virtue, defined, means goodness. But it's more to Lao Tzu and the Tao than just the goodness that you and I would think of as health and maybe prosperity. It is the virtue of a deep and profound goodness that lives within you. This goodness takes the form of creativity. This goodness takes the form of kindness. This goodness emerges through mercy. And with all that being said, and if you can achieve that, or if you can make that the manner of your spirit in this lifetime, then you have something tremendously beautiful and unique. Tremendously beautiful and unique. This is something that most people simply don't do. Now you ask, what am I doing? There is an old saying, a Zen saying that I like. I don't come to hear the master speak. I come to see how he ties his shoes. If you want to see how I cook my rice, how I live in this world, you would have to be around me. I don't live for survival. I live for the sake of the goodness, of the virtue that lives not only within, but within all of us. I seek to unite with that, with other people. And in that union that I have with the people I serve at hospice and my students and all the kids that I work with from here to there, giving them clothing and the things they need, I work very diligently to bring about a virtue not only from myself, but within them. And I teach them how to live, not for the sake of survival, but for the sake of the virtue of their heart and how to listen to it. It is very important that we all live from the virtue of our heart. It isn't so much what I'm teaching. It's how I'm living these teachings that is the most important. And some of my students recognize it right off, and some it takes time for them to understand. As one student said to me, why would you be so kind to us when we are so unkind, period? And I don't live for tit for tat. That's the major thing. I just don't live for tit for tat. I just love. And if you're there, you're there. And if you're not, you're not. And that's fine with me. It's all about living the life and letting it live me. I hope that helps you, Carrie. And thank you for your kind words. And I hope to hear from you again. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me as per usual, huh? Namaste.